This is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Hendry on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. And on the line is Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, who writes a column for about 150 newspapers across the country. And I like movies. We all like movies. The 100 Funniest Movie List was released by the American Film Institute yesterday. This is a poll of its 500 members. What are the funniest movies? And Margaret, you're with us, and good afternoon and good evening. And thanks for reviewing this with us, because we're movie fans.
Well, Phil, I love movies, and I think the American Film Institute is a good representation of what our taste is. But we've got a couple of movies there at the top that gives me a feeling of joy, and it also makes me concerned, because they are Some Like It Hot. And that was the film with Tony Curtis and with Jack Lemmon, and the other is Tootsie. And those two films, and Tootsie, of course, with Dustin Hoffman, those two films voted the two funniest films in the history of American cinema, share one thing, Phil, and we know what that is, that's cross-dressing.
And yeah, but both of those movies, they're right at the top of the list, and in Some Like It's, let people know who've never seen Some Like It Hot, voted the funniest movie in the history, which, by the way, Mike and I were talking about this. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no, I don't agree. I think there are a lot funnier films than Some Like It Hot. What film would you pick?
Well, this is Spinal Tap is my favorite American movie. I think that's the funniest movie.
You know the one that I thought was hysterical and should be way up the list was Ghostbusters. And then I think Groundhog Day was very good.
Yeah, Groundhog Day. I like Ghostbusters. I don't know about that. Anyway, we're talking about Some Like It Hot was what?
Well, Phil, Some Like It Hot is a film about two men who travel across country. They're dressed as women. They are escaping the mafia. They fall in love, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon do, independent of each other. They fall in love with Marilyn Monroe. And it's about all of the antics they get into, and it's amusing, it's funny. It's actually very funny. It's a wonderful Billy Wilder film. The funniest film, I don't know.
Now, Tootsie.
Tootsie stars Dustin Hoffman. He's an out-of-work New York actor. He wants to get some work. He decides the only way, and he can't get jobs anywhere.
Right. His agent sends him out on things. He can't get hired.
That's right. He sees an ad for a soap opera. It needs a female lead, and he tries out for it dressed as a woman and gets the part. And for the rest of the film, of course, he has to lead people to believe that he's a woman.
Good movie, too, but you're not saying one of the funniest.
I think it was very funny. Bill Murray has a wonderful turn as Dustin Hoffman's roommate. But what concerns me is what I'm seeing, Phil, really, is that the voting members of AFI and the rest of the country, really, American men and America is beginning to come to terms with its gender swapping. We are beginning to come to terms with the fact that we're comfortable around this kind of behavior, and it concerns me a little bit.
Well, you mean that we're coming to terms with a comfort level around men dressing as women?
Just a little bit, yes, and it's beginning to bother me a little. This country that we live in right now, Phil, is turning the moral corner on so many different issues. And for us to elevate films like Tu Wong Fu, Best Regards, Julie Dumas, or Priscilla the Desert, these gay, issue-oriented or...
Okay, but let's be clear about something. Cross-dressing is not necessarily gay.
But the perception is, and here's where my concern is, Phil. We worry about what the country thinks of us when Bill Clinton is cheating on his wife. What do you think the country thinks of us when we vote as the top two funniest films of all time, Some Like It Hot and Tootsie? The rest of the world sees a country coming to terms with gender swapping, coming to terms with a comfort level that American men have in women's clothing.
But don't you think that gender, that cross-dressing thing is still a minority?
No, Phil, I will tell you right now that American men are so comfortable dressing in women's clothing. When you drive down any major American street, now I'm talking about American cities, big American cities.
Right.
30% of the women that you see are men. 30 to 35%.
They're cross-dressing.
30 to 35% of the women you see are men. Yes, and that is because men are comfortable.
I would. Where are you getting those figures? I mean, that seems awfully high. I don't doubt that there are guys who cross-dress.
Well, you yourself, Phil, you were featured in Girl Top magazine a couple of months ago. You were interviewed.
Yes, I was interviewed in that magazine because they were big fans of the show. But I'm saying that to say 30 to 35% based upon
the sociological reports that I have seen, based upon some of the research that I've seen, 30 to 35% in the big cities of the women walking down the street are men. Now, I don't know whether or not...
Okay, hold on for me, because I know where you're going. Do you want to talk to me? Do you want to talk to the audience? And by the way, we're talking to Margaret Gray at 1-800-449-8686. She is talking to us about Some Like It Hot and Tootsie, making it as the two funniest films in American history. They feature prominently cross-dressing. She feels that this is America coming to terms with its gender swapping, and she feels it's American men coming to terms with their comfort level with wearing women's clothing. But the question is, you have information, or at least you claim to have information, on three prominent entertainers. What I would say to you is, go ahead, but I want to make sure that we're indemnified against any legal action.
Phil, this is my opinion, but I do have some sources. And I would say to your audience, take this with whatever grain of salt you wish, but I do have sources. Joni Mitchell, and God forgive me, and please forgive me, Joni, but Joni Mitchell is actually a Toronto businessman named Dave Mitchell. She has been leading this alter ego life. And
but you're not saying that Mr. Mitchell is gay. You're saying...
No, I'm not saying Mr. Mitchell is gay. I'm saying that he is a successful businessman who also alternated his life as a singer-songwriter, a female singer-songwriter.
Joni Mitchell is a man.
Yes, as is... And here's the one that I know you didn't accept, Phil.
Well, only because...
Hold on.
Yeah, but only because she was married to a guy.
Jerry Hall is a man named Gerard or Gerald Hollowell, and has been, obviously since he was born...
Now, what about Jagger's marriage to him? What about the children?
All of those children. That was something for appearances. Mick Jagger is very much into appearances. He sees a beautiful face, he marries the beautiful face. It doesn't mean he's having sex with it. And then you get to Sigourney Weaver.
Now, you found out that Sigourney Weaver is actually a guy by the name of Bill Powers, who is in the insurance business.
That's correct. And also was an actress, or portrayed an actress. These are shocking revelations, Phil. And
we have no way of knowing if these are true or not, correct?
We don't. But they're shocking revelations. And it speaks to a country of men who are comfortable with cross-dressing, and I think it sends a very negative message to foreign governments, especially our enemies, that if we turn gay, or if we are cross-dressing, or we are gender-swapping, that there is a vulnerability that is perceived. And that...
Okay, hold on for just a minute. Joni Mitchell is really a guy named Dave Mitchell.
Phil, these are things that I have ferreted out through sources. Do I want to say absolutely yes? I will say it is my opinion based upon my research.
And okay, Joni Mitchell's a man, Jerry Hall is a man, and Sigourney Weaver is a man named Bill Powers, an insurance executive.
That is correct.
Who also happened to become an actress.
Yes. And it is very, very common. You see this a lot in South American countries. You see this a lot in Europe. These are the alternate lives these men lead. And it is...
Well, how do you feel about outing them?
I wasn't outing them. They're not homosexuals.
Well, but in a lot of ways, it seems like you're outing their lifestyle or otherwise changing...
No. What I'm doing is I'm simply pointing out the truth. These are not gay men. These are men playing the parts of women. And and I will tell you that Mr. Mitchell and Mr. Powers... wonderful actors in that they can pull this off. But I think it sends the wrong message, not only to foreign governments, but to our boys, our young men. Look at Dad. He's gotten into a skirt. He feels comfortable.
You remember the movie Ed Wood?
Yes, of course.
Okay, in that movie, he talked about his comfort with dressing like a woman. And he even went so far as to admit that when he was in the Marine Corps, in fact, in battle, he wore women's undergarments underneath his Marine Corps uniform. So what is the problem with it if a guy wants to dress like a woman, really?
I just think we're not ready, Phil, to let the rest of the world know that this is an aspect of American culture, a society and a culture that was so strong for so long.
Doesn't weaken us.
It gives the perception of weakness. And that's what bothers me. And I think it's too soon to let the rest of the world know what we know, and that is a desire, and I think an unhealthy desire, to have men dress in something sheer. So I think that America has this underlying need for gender swapping, and I think we have to deal with it in our own time, not in front of the rest of the world.
All right. Margaret Gray is with us at 1-800-449-8686. Very complex issue of the two, that American men like to dress in women's clothing. Some Like It Hot, Tootsie, voted the two favorite comedies of all time. There is something funny about a guy getting into a dress. But whether or not I'm ready to believe that 30% of all American women that you see walking down the street are actually men, that's a different issue. Although she does claim that Joni Mitchell, Jerry Hall, and Sigourney Weaver, all three of them are men. One, an insurance executive from Toronto named Bill Powers. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I have Margaret Gray, who's a syndicated newspaper columnist, on the phone with us, reacting to AFI's 500 funniest films. The top two, Some Like It Hot and Tootsie, and those are significant in that they are both films featuring men wearing women's clothing. Now, you're making a statement that sort of plays into a deep-seated need by American men to gender swap.
I think it does, Phil. Yes, and the proof is, you've got so many men who do this, and it has nothing to do with homosexuality.
No, I know that, but you've also made statements that Joni Mitchell, Jerry Hall, Sigourney Weaver, and Courtney Love are all really men.
That is my belief, yes.
Are you willing to state 100% that that's true?
I am telling you that the research that I've done leads me to believe that Joni Mitchell is, in fact, a man named Dave Mitchell, a very talented man, who, yes, is in the insurance business and also sings and writes songs.
Okay, because this is pretty far-out stuff, and you're talking about Courtney Love. Is that the name that...
Yes.
Being really a man.
Yes.
And what did Kurt Cobain think about that?
You know, Phil, I don't know how they worked out their private lives.
I think you need to have something more than just the remark that Joni Mitchell is actually a guy named Dave Mitchell from Toronto, Canada. Do you understand?
I am saying it's my opinion. I'm not saying it is in stone a fact, but it is my...
You are very much committed to this belief.
Yes.
All right, here's Rye, New York, on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm told that this gentleman's in a payphone and wanted to get on fast. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi. Well, to your guest here, you know, if you're wrong and you're disseminating information like this or making statements, you know something? I'd kill you, and I mean it.
Oh,
you'd
kill me.
I'd kill you if you weren't right and you were making these statements about me.
Well, I'd kill you.
Yeah, you'd kill me.
I'd
listen,
kill
Joni
you, yes.
Mitchell.
I would find you first and kill you first.
When exactly was Joni Mitchell an insurance salesman?
Dave Mitchell has continued in the insurance business.
That's laughable. That's laughable.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is laughable.
That's laughable. That statement alone is so ludicrous. You have no credibility on the basis of that alone.
I do not doubt that it is funny. I recognize that it's funny. I also recognize...
It's pathetic. You're demented.
It is a tragic commentary on American men's need to cross-dress.
Listen, there's no question there may be cross-dressing men, but you're demented. You're demented.
Why are the two films voted the funniest films in American history?
Cross-dressing. That's interesting because those two films are lousy films. Those two films are garbage films.
Well,
those aren't the best comedies.
They may be, but the mainstream of America. It's the mainstream of America believes they are.
Yeah, Tootsie's a great film when it's obvious from the get-go he's a man in drag. Okay. Likewise for Some Like It Hot, you fool.
All right, we're not really going to debate. You may not like the movie, sir, and I may not either. In fact, I don't agree they're the best two movies either.
Absolutely.
But
not.
We are talking about the what you're saying, Margaret.
I'm saying that the mainstream of America believes those films. This gentleman's calling from a payphone in Rye, New York. God knows he sleeps under a bridge. I don't know who you are.
Do you have a house you go to? Mainstream America is made up of morons, okay? So if you're basing anything on what their tastes are all about, you're just as stupid as they are.
Sigourney Weaver, you say, Margaret, is actually a construction contractor named Bill Powers.
Kurt Cobain killed himself when he found out about Courtney Love.
Yeah, right.
He blew his brain. Well, sir, what is your proof?
You should blow your brains out.
What is your proof that it didn't happen?
I think you should stick a gun in your mouth and pull it.
You're saying that Kurt Cobain killed himself when he found out what?
When he found out that Courtney Love was a man, he found something. It was in a box. I don't know what it was. I think it was an Athletic supporter. I don't know.
This guy, are you really going to keep this guy on the radio?
I am telling you,
you're demented. You're not funny. You're not funny. You're boring.
This is absolutely
you're
okay.
A fool. And
well,
somebody,
if
somebody
you don't believe
hurt,
it,
yeah, and
if you don't believe
hurt
it,
you real bad.
I suggest you get yourself a place to live and not live in a
phone
booth.
Somebody's going to hurt you real bad.
No, somebody will hurt you if you keep hanging out in
a
phone booth.
You're a freak and you're
someone's
a pervert.
Someone's going to drive their car
you're
through
a
your phone booth.
And you're a pervert. You are a pervert.
You want to try me?
You're a pervert.
You want to try me?
You know who's going to try you?
I tell
Dad,
you, I'll meet
Dad
you.
Dad is going to try you,
I'll
you
meet
perverted
you.
Freak.
I'll meet you at the
you're
corner,
a perverted
Fifth and Main.
Freak.
Fifth
you're
and Main.
A perverted freak.
All right, okay, we got that.
Isn't he interesting? Where is he calling from?
Rye, New York.
Holy Christ, he was interesting. And not to mention, most probably on some form of public assistance. And that is another argument for more inpatient care. You don't just drop pills in someone's hands and push them out into the street, Phil.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us, 1-800-449-8686, making the claim that 30-35% of all women walking down the street today are actually men cross-dressing. Boynton Beach, Florida, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just would like to make the comment that she has no proof. She can't cite the research where she gets her data from. And
University of Indiana. Birchbine Medical Science Center. There were two independent reports done as recently as 1995 on cross-dressing in the United States on the gender swapping impulse, I guess Phil is the word, that a lot of American men have.
You're citing a study. You're not citing Sigourney Weaver. That didn't cite certain
people. Those are confidential sources.
Well, yeah, but when you say confidential sources,
defame people like this with confidential sources on radio.
I'm saying it is my opinion.
Are you saying for a fact Sigourney Weaver's a guy?
I'm saying it is my opinion based upon what I know.
Your opinion.
Yeah, but what you're doing to the listeners in the area in Florida is you're intimating through a research that's generalized, that there are specific people
the Sigourney
in
Weaver
your conversations, and you're intimating something that's defaming people, and that's
Sigourney
clearly
Weaver
clearly
is a construction contractor named Bill Powers. Is what proof do you offer?
Look at her.
Oh, ma'am, there's a lot of people who you sound like you don't look very pretty.
Well, you know,
no offense.
Like, that's fine.
And I don't want to bring personalities into this, but
you don't sound.
I've been out with a lot of feminine women in my time. I'm 40 years old, and you don't sound like a feminine woman to me.
I'll tell you what, there, Clem. I'd probably rock your world. The point being, I have in my repertoire and in my history a knowledge of human nature, and Sigourney Weaver has got this something about her that's very butch.
Well, that's a far cry from saying her name is Bill Powers and she's a construction contractor, okay?
Absolutely.
If you only knew what I know.
And what about this Jerry Hall? Mick Jagger lived with her.
You bet.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray here. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And on Saturday, I'm going to be at the 19th Annual Beach Fest, and that is going to be at the... the 19th Annual Beach Fest on Saturday the 17th at Long Beach Marina Green, broadcasting live. We hope to see you out there. Also want to mention that our website, philhenryshow.com, is where you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. We've made $140,000 for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. AFI did a poll of the funniest movies in American history. They came up with Some Like It Hot and Tootsie as number one and number two. Margaret Gray is with us, syndicated columnist, who finds it very significant that the two funniest films in American history were films about men who dress as women, to the point where you believe that it also illuminates a desire on the part of American men to dress like women.
And I think, Phil, the proof is in the pudding of the people that I mentioned. And
all right, well, you've mentioned without any proof whatsoever that you believe Joni Mitchell, Jerry Hall, Sigourney Weaver, and Courtney Love are all really men. And you've also mentioned, at least in passing in your column, Kate Mulgrew.
Yes. The woman, the guy, I should say, who plays the captain on Star Trek Voyager, you know, they really love to wave their flag. Look, we have a female captain. Well, guess again, it's really a man named Ray Thomas, who's a former jockey at Saratoga Springs, came to California in 1980, and
Kate Mulgrew is a jockey.
I understand it sounds laughable, Phil, but the facts are these. There are a lot of men out there passing as women. And
they're straight?
Yes, absolutely. This has nothing to do with homosexuality. But it will be perceived that way by other countries, and then we could come under attack. Nuclear attack, because they think we wear skirts and we wear things that are sheer. That's what I worry about.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Pacific Grove on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air, ma'am.
I think this woman is laughable. She needs to go back to the doctor and get some more medication that she ran out of.
You know, I know that it sounds ridiculous, but I'm saying that in my opinion, based upon the research that I've done...
No, you are making yourself
ridiculous.
Those are well-known, very respected people.
Absolutely.
You are totally committed to slander.
I don't doubt that.
Your opinion doesn't mean jack.
And what is slanderous about calling someone a woman? What is slanderous about calling someone a woman?
You're slandering them by saying something that is obviously not true.
Oh, it is. You know.
They have
up there in Pacific Grove,
they have careers. They are well-known, respected people, and you are making up things about them. You are laughable.
I'm laughable?
You yourself sound like a man.
If you knew what I knew about Kate Mulgrew...
You don't know anything.
Oh, really?
Your so-called sources are probably on the same as you are.
What do you mean Kate Mulgrew's really name is Ray Thomas? Saratoga Springs, that's a harness track.
Yeah, she's a harness track. He's a harness jockey.
A harness jockey.
Right, so they're not quite small. They're regular-sized guys. And he got bored. I don't know. One thing led to another, and he's out in Hollywood doing Star Trek.
I think you got bored and started to make up these things just so you...
Well, you know something, darling? I have backup, and all you have is your little opinion up there in Pacific Grove. You don't know anything about these people. I report on the entertainment business every day. I've been to lunch with many famous people. I'm not up there shucking oysters like you at the El Torito.
Shucking oysters.
Or whatever you do in your little seaside town.
We have a lot of famous people going through here.
Darling, go rent some more videos. Go rent some more bicycles to the tourists.
We have never had dressing up like a man. Give me a break.
I said in major American cities, not some burg like Pacific Grove where John Denver bought the farm. I am saying that...
John Denver died in Monterey, okay?
Whatever.
Thank you, Bill.
You know something? Yeah, thank you, Bill. His name is Phil, genius.
It's okay, ma'am. My name is Phil. It's no big thing. The point that I'm trying to make...
Oh, she's up there renting bicycles and videos to the tourists. What do you know about Hollywood?
I know enough
I know,
that you are a freak.
Nothing. Thank you.
I know a lot more than you do.
Yeah, right, because you're reading the back of video boxes. Honey, go get some more popcorn and walk down the street and look at all the big cars that are coming in from San Francisco.
Why are you insulting this woman, okay? You're saying some things that are pretty explosive. People are not going to believe that Kate Mulgrew is actually a jockey named Ray Thomas. They're not going to believe... What do you got here? Sigourney Weaver, a construction contractor named Bill Powers. You know, this is stuff that's nuts.
I didn't say, Phil, that it wasn't laughable. I'm saying it's my opinion. But I get dumped on? Why? You want to shoot the messenger for the message? You know something, honey? Just because you work at a video store doesn't mean you work in the movies.
I don't work at a video store.
Different.
I own my own business. Thank you very much.
You own your own business. Great. Less starch in the collar.
Okay.
No.
No. Yeah.
I could buy your opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. What is the point of this?
Well, she's calling up and impugning my integrity.
I'm impugning your integrity. And you even said it's your opinion. You don't know for a fact, do you?
It looks like it to me.
Oh, it looks like it to you. Ocala on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Question. Does this woman have scientific or medical information that the people she's claiming are male carry a Y chromosome?
Do I have what?
The Y chromosome. Surely you're educated enough that you've heard of that. That's
yes,
what differentiates the male of the species from the female.
Yes, of course
Do
I
you have.
Have
information that Sigourney Weaver has a Y chromosome in her system?
I know that some people refer to her as Bill Powers.
No, ma'am. I didn't ask you what they refer to. I asked you, do you have proof that she carries a Y chromosome?
That's a very good question, and that's the proof of whether a...
Oh, you're talking about like the East German pole vaulters, that kind of thing, right?
No, ma'am. I'm a male. I have a set of stones, and I carry a Y chromosome. My wife of 29 years does not.
How do you know? And the reason why
well,
I say
she
that...
she gave birth to my son.
Well, the reason
so
why...
If she's a man...
Why did they have to give physicals to all the East German pole vaulters when they came over here?
I don't know. I don't even think
because
we're talking about that. Number two, your scenario that cross-dressing or, say, wearing a skirt, I'm going
yes.
to assume,
yes,
is something weak. My ancestry is Scott. We wear kilts, and I'll tell you what, we carry a pretty big set of stones under those things, too.
Yes, I know.
Okay?
Mr. Henry,
fighters in the world.
Big stones. Mr. Henry, you are Scottish, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you're a little on the short side, aren't you?
You wear a kilt?
Scottish guys have big things, Phil?
I'm afraid that we probably don't.
There you go. Scotsman.
Going out on the air. Kilts are not female clothing. The kilt is masculine dress.
Well, so what are you doing? You're backpedaling?
No, I'm not backpedaling. A kilt is absolute masculine dress worn by men in Scotland. It's got nothing to do with female dressing. So I don't know what the gentleman Ocala is talking about. Thank you for your call. Here's Los Feliz on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I understand what you guys are talking about as far as her accusing those people of being women.
Of being men.
Of being men, excuse me. But... let's go back to the issue of you talking about 30% of all women that are walking around are actually men.
Yes, and I know it's shocking, but yes.
It's extremely shocking, but I really would like to know where you get these figures.
These are figures that I collated from a University of Wisconsin study.
I understand that, but like... you have some...
Here is what's going on, Phil, and this might help all of you.
It's ridiculous.
American men... given the propensity and culture of their cross-dressing, we see it everywhere. Men in America love to gender swap. They like to wear women's clothing. It doesn't mean gay. It means
right,
something...
Right, it's an old Ed Wood movie.
Well, you know something? Ed Wood was one of many. And while Ed Wood was very masculine, Ed Wood wore women's clothing. Same scenario here.
Right.
You got a guy by the name of Burt Ward who decided to take the name Courtney Love and start a rock band.
Right. What about their kid?
What? Burt Ward was his name. Is that it? That's who lived with Kurt Cobain? So it wasn't Kurt and Courtney. It was Kurt and Burt?
And who produced kid?
What?
Who produced their child?
That is something you can do with a surrogate. Certainly those are things behind the scenes. But when Burt Ward met Kurt Cobain... the two of them...
Oh, come on!
Linda
so
Tripp,
Kurt Cobain
by the way,
gay.
And Linda Tripp... you're not telling me that's a woman, are you? Are you going to tell me Linda Tripp is a woman? I want you... come on.
No, I don't know these people.
The name is Leo Pinkerton, works at the U.S. Treasury, puts on a wig, hangs out with the girls...
How can these people live these double lives?
People do it all the time, darling. It happens all the time.
Right, but these are people that are in
front of cameras. Wait a minute. Linda Tripp is a guy named Leo Pinkerton who works at the U.S. Treasury.
Yes. Go ahead. Take a look at that kisser. Tell me that's a chick. Wrong.
Have you written about these things, or is this just...
Yes, in my column I have.
Well, I would anticipate some, as a lot of people...
Where is this column?
150 newspapers nationwide.
I'm in L.A.
You're in Los
Angeles.
What paper
can I pick up?
I'm in the Bugle, which is published out of La Habra, I think.
La Habra.
The La Habra
Beautiful
Bugle.
Neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you for your call. The Bugle in La Habra. She's syndicated to the La Habra Bugle. And Linda Tripp is a dude named Leo Pinkard who works at the Treasury Department. Oh, will you do me a favor, Schaefer? Would you screen these guests better? Man, that's scary. Let's see. So Kate Mulgrew is actually a Saratoga Springs harness jockey named Ray Thomas. Sigourney Weaver is a construction contractor named Bill Powers, and Joni Mitchell is actually a very successful insurance executive named Dave Mitchell from Toronto, Canada. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Previously on the Phil Henry Show.
Are you another lady that's going to claim she doesn't want to have New York men feel her up?
Well, no, I want to talk to you about what you're talking about, copping a feel.
Right.
All right, well, what you're talking about, copping a feel, is not copping a feel. And believe me, I'm old enough to know what it is.
What is it?
Copping a feel is touching your rear end or touching your breast. It is not holding you down and tearing your clothes off.
Is it touching your own breast or a guy doing it?
No, it's a guy.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
feel.
About.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But it is not ripping your clothes off. And I am terribly upset that you're defending these scum in New York. And I don't care if it's New York, San Diego, Wichita, or where. These guys are scum, and they molested these girls.
Are you honestly telling me that you never
I
let a man feel you up?
I am honestly telling you that, yes.
You've never been felt up.
Pardon?
You never let a man feel you up.
Oh,
why
yes.
are
like
you?
Like I said, I'm 62 years old.
In a park?
I come from the time when copping a feel and being felt up was the thing. So you're not going to tell me.
In New York?
That what these guys say, it doesn't make any difference. Don't talk to me about New York.
If you were felt
I
up
don't
in New
care
York,
where
you should
it
know.
Is. These guys are scum, and they should be prosecuted.
They're healthy
you cannot
young
do
American
that
men.
To a woman. I don't care if it's in the United States. Across the ocean or on the moon.
But wait a second. After World War II ended and everybody
I
was
don't
in
care
Square,
about World War II.
There were guys
I'm talking about what
and...
you were talking about, copping a feel and getting a piece of ass. That is
wait
not what these guys did.
But wait a second.
Okay?
You said something ridiculous. You said they're copping feels on the moon. That's absurd.
Oh, well, come
that's
on.
Absurd.
Give me a break. Well, that's just like you talking over all these women and let them say what they want to say. Like I said, you're not going
to
talk over me, and I'm not going
to
hang up.
I'm not trying to
because you
talk
are
over
a piece of slime. If you think that it's okay for a guy to hold you down, rip your clothes off, steal your cell phone, steal your money, that is not copping a feel.
And I
and
agree.
It is not right.
I agree with this lady.
But, Mr. Henry, she said something stupid. She said that women were being felt up on the moon.
Oh, well, come on.
You did?
Get
she
a
was,
life.
The woman
that
was
making a saying.
She was a figment. It was a fragment of speech to make a point, okay?
Oh, listen to you stumbling around. You don't even know what you're talking about. She said she got felt up on the moon, and you're talking
about... Oh, I did not say I got felt up on the moon. It was like you putting it in New York, and you harping on New York men being so open and so flagrant, and this is the way they are. I'm telling you, it makes no difference where this man is, what property he is on. If he is doing something like that, he is not copping a feel. He is not getting a piece of ass. He is a slime bag who is molesting a woman. And it is not to be held up, and it is not to be permitted.
Well, I believe that you suffer from old-timers disease. And I...
All right, shut up. Everything this lady said makes sense. Everything you said, ma'am, makes perfect sense and is in complete agreement with most of our callers. A woman gives her consent to any advance by a man, or it becomes a molestation, or it becomes...
Oh, listen to you. Get you.
He is perfectly right.
Oh.
You listen to him.
I'm
if
simply...
If you do not okay it is molestation, and I don't care where you are.
So you're giving the big thumbs up to some guy copping a feel on the moon, but you don't let
get
him...
Get off the moon. You are from the moon.
You were on the moon.
You were a travel agent. God forbid anybody that goes anyplace that you suggest to them when they go for safety, and you think this is okay?
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to recommend... I suppose you're sending people down to Haiti this time of year, man. I'm sure...
Phil, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is a wonderful travel agency. And
is that the name of your travel agency?
Yes.
Well, thank you for naming the travel agency.
Yeah, so we'll stay away from it.
Now everybody knows that any place they go on this travel agency, they're not going to be safe.
They're
going to
be...
Because you think that holding a woman down and ripping her clothes off is copping a seal, and it's perfectly okay. It is not okay.
We try to put a smile on the face of all our clients.
Well, I bet you do. I bet you put a smile on the face of every man client.
Yes, I do. What's wrong with that?
I don't want to go there. Yeah, I don't even think I know where she's going to go. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That's your travel agency.
Yes.
Thank you for repeating it again.
We are on the go.
You are getting some advertisement.
Well, we are on the go. You bet you're not on the go. Are you on the go?
Excuse me? I got out of my car to make this phone call.
All right. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Okay. Are you on the go? Well, we are. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I always want to be on the go. I always wanted to be on the go anyway, but I'm not. All right, so I want to mention to you that we are going to be dealing a little bit more with that subject, that trip that's going on in New York. And I also wanted to just kind of a tip of the hat here this afternoon and this evening on the Phil Henry Show to the Mexicans that are out gun-eyeing the hole in my ground, the hole in my backyard out there. We're finally getting gun-eyed on that pool. Now, Mike is dipping his head and holding his forehead when I said the Mexicans that are gun-eyeing that pool. Do you know that if we didn't have Mexican and Mexican-American labor in California, this state ceases to exist? Doesn't just cease to function. It doesn't exist anymore. All the guys that built the houses out there, all the guys that are doing all the framing, all the guys that are out there doing all the plumbing and electrical and everything, and now the guys that... And have you ever seen anybody shoot liquid cement out of a hose onto steel? These guys are wearing, like, those safari hats with goggles. You've got to have an upper body like Popeye, man. Just huge arms holding this hose full of wet concrete as it's pouring onto that rebar. And they're all guys that are from Mexico. Every last one of these cats. And I was looking at them, I'm going... You know, my wife said to me, sort of, you know, and she meant nothing, no, she didn't mean anything by it. I know my wife, believe me. She said, what happened to all the white people who used to do the labor? I said, you know what? The Mexicans are doing it now, and they're doing a great job. I don't know where the rest of those white people were that used to do that stuff. Are they up? Did they move up to what? Are they the guys, the bored people behind the counter at the mobile snack shop? All those jokes about Indian and Pakistanis aside, where else are they? Are they working in the video? They're working in Blockbuster. They used to gunite your pool. Now they're in Blockbuster. Because those guys were doing the do, man. It was a beautiful thing to see those guys out there this morning, man. Oh, look at you guys yawning, bored to death. All right, I'll move on. Never mind. Screw it. I was going to talk about my pool and the fact that we're very happy to see that there's some progress being made on the construction of that thing. And I got Schaefer and Taylor just... So don't forget, we'll be having that pool party. Sorry you guys won't get your invitations there, Mike and Craig, but we'll be having that big pool party, Lister party, everybody invited except you guys. 1-800-449-8686, the number 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.